And welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, joined by Jeff Darlington of NFL.com. And Jeff, obviously the big news today, the refs are back.
Yes.
You had a chance to talk to Ed Hockley last night, so you may be the luckiest guy in America, you know, talking to Ed Hockley. What do you think are the lessons that we as football fans and the NFL learns from the first 3 weeks of this season?
Yeah, first of all, it was a very long night. I'm still going off of sleep here, so I apologize in advance for any slip-ups as I'm talking. But yeah, I did talk to Ed Hockley, and he was totally pumped. He was absolutely ecstatic about the fact that he's back. I asked him how many curls
right.
he's been doing lately, and he said that as soon as he heard the rumors that the deal was getting done, he got on the ground and started doing push-ups.
Nice.
So Hockley is back. But no, seriously, I think one thing I did take away from the conversation is that they do feel very prepared. They've been studying all along. It's not like they've just been, you know, doing their... They do have other jobs.
Right.
It's not like they've just been doing their other jobs, focusing on them, and forgetting entirely about officiating. So I think it's important to remember that. Hockley made it pretty clear that he feels like they're going to be immediately better than the previous product. Good news for fans around the country.
Yeah, and from my perspective and talking to some of the players, the biggest problem was not some of the missed calls. Mm-hmm. It was the enforcement of the rules, the timing of the game, those things. Exactly. The fact that we're going to see a football game like we're used to seeing it is exciting.
Yeah, I think that's one of the gripes you heard from a lot of players was that the game was too fast for the replacement officials. And, I mean, anybody who has stood on an NFL sideline during a game understands how fast it is. It is faster than it appears on television. I think that a replacement official is going to struggle in that regard. So hugely important that 121 refs are back in action, and I do think it will have an impact on the game.
And I was saying this yesterday, I think it's important that they have the refs in for tonight's game, because every team will have had three games with the replacement refs. If they didn't have them in for tonight's game, then the Steelers or then the Ravens could complain that they didn't have the real refs. So it's good that they got this done quickly.
Yeah, and that's one thing I will give both sides credit for. I mean, I know that what happened Monday night obviously is looked at as a blemish on the NFL. But I think what's important here is that the referees also, the locked-out refs, did a responsible thing by not overstepping their leverage. Because
right.
they had a huge amount of leverage after that. And I think that they were able to come to the table. And whether or not the league did concede some aspects of the negotiations as a result of what happened Monday night, it seems pretty clear that did occur. But, you know, the NFL, they gambled on the idea of going into this thing with a hardline approach. It backfired a little bit because of Monday night. They swallowed their pride and they got the deal done. So I think that's all that fans really care about. I don't see a lot of fans. I don't get the sense that a lot of fans are out there looking into the logistics of this deal to find out whether the NFL won or the referees. They just wanted the product on the field to resemble what they're used to.
And we want to see Ed Hockley's biceps again.
And Ed Hockley's biceps.
Exactly. So from your perspective, I always like to ask the national guys when they come in here, what are your observations of how things are run here in Philadelphia, just coming into the NovaCare Complex, seeing how Andy Reid runs things?
No, I mean, it is a great organization. I know that Philadelphia fans are like no others, and that's okay, and that's what makes the NFL so great is there's a 2-1 team right now,
right?
I mean, I think that there's obviously a lot of room for improvement. You want to see a little better ball distribution than you saw last week in that loss. You want to see Michael Vick have a little bit more protection at times. I don't know what the future holds between Andy Reid and Michael Vick and where they go from here, but I think that there is still potential. It is still so early in the season, and like I said, despite the fact that it seems a little bit weird right now, we're talking about a 2-1 team as if it's flip-flop, maybe 1-2 or 0-3.
Your perspective on the Michael Vick, Andy Reid non-statement from earlier this week that sort of made national news that he backtracked on?
Yeah, no, I mean, I actually, I understand he backtracked on it, and that's fine, but I understand why people took that comment the way that they did. You can't go to Bill Belichick after a game and ask about Tom Brady and him say, we're evaluating every week. That's not the way it works with a franchise quarterback. So I understand the way that was interpreted by the media, and I'm not sure what the fan base took from it, but I'd imagine they kind of wondered a little bit too. So I think it was deserving of a conversation between Andy Reid and Michael Vick, and I think it is worth continuing to evaluate. These guys really tied themselves together with their relationship before the season started, so whether they sink or swim together, it's going to be very interesting this season.
Right, and you saw Michael Vick yesterday address those questions. What was your reaction to how he handled that?
I do believe that when Michael Vick says that he doesn't worry about those things, I believe him, actually, because I think that he has been humbled throughout several years.
He's been through the media firestorm a few times already.
And I think I think people go through things in life that allow them to prioritize certain situations. And I doubt that Michael Vick sweats this after what he's gone through.
Right. All right. Well, Jeff Darlington from NFL.com, thanks so much for joining us. Back with more here on Eagles Nightly.